So, ich kann dich hören?
Ja.
Sagen wir was?
Hallo.
Okay.
Ich kann mich selbst auch hören.
Positionieren, damit ich dich gut sehe. So. Okay, dann mache ich jetzt gleich die Anmoderation und dann geht's los.
Okay.
Englisch.
Yep.
Als Electronic-Musiker, als Electronic-Musician, ist natürlich das Instrument, Hauptinstrument. Wenn dieses Geräusch ertönt, dann will der Computer, dass man sich mit ihm befasst. So, jetzt gehen wir mal an Oszillator Nummer 2.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2026. Live from the Super Booth 2026 from a mobile studio.
Also hereinspaziert und mitgemacht. Ihr habt doch die Pionierbluse an oder wenigstens euer Halstuch umgebunden. Natürlich beginnen wir mit einem Lied.
End of file.
Welcome everybody. We are on Super Booth 2026 and today is Saturday. And we have a special guest today, which is Sonja Killmann. Nice to have you here in the show.
Hi, nice. Thanks for having me.
So you played this morning, I guess, at 11 o'clock on the big stage. How was it for you?
Oh, it was great. I'm based in Scotland, in Glasgow. And it's just like the sound systems here are just so different from what you're kind of used to in the UK, I think. I mean, like, I've played in Berlin like a few times. I've always been very happy with the sound. But this one specifically, I think it's a different system from last year in Superbooth. And it was really, I could hear myself really well. And because it was the first show of the morning, right? And I did like a really ambient set. It was nice. People were drinking coffees, like listening. And it was just a really nice vibe to begin the day.
Unfortunately, I missed it, I have to admit. But I think I can listen to it later on. Is it recorded?
Yes, I think everything's recorded. I had my eyes closed the entire time, but there was a camera person roaming around me the entire time. But I didn't notice them. I was just in the space.
Have you been to Superboost the first time or have you been here the last year?
So I actually went for the first time last year because I'm friends with some of the people from Instro Modular.
Yes.
And my friend Noe, who helps a lot with making modules, and I also have one of his own modules, the Procyon. And he basically just told me for a while, like, this is a really great festival, you should come, you would like it. And then finally last year I managed, and I did love it. And I even saw a set, I can't remember the artists now, but I saw a set that actually had live drums and modular.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, they do kind of more experimental, instrumental stuff. Maybe I'll message Tony, who I like got the email from in the Super Booth last year, and just see, like, send my stuff and see maybe it fits. And then this year I was successful to be an artist here rather than a guest. So that was great.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, you said send your stuff. Let's talk a little bit about your setup, because I think it's pretty unique. Maybe similar stuff I heard before. But you are playing saxophone. Which type of saxophone in particular?
I'm a tenor player.
Okay.
So it's like, for those who don't know, it's like there's four main types of saxophone, and they get lower the bigger they get. So I have the tenor saxophone, which is the third one. So almost the lowest, but not quite.
Okay, but they didn't book you for the saxophone because you combine it with modular.
Yes, exactly. So I used to do my solo shows with just saxophone. And before that, it was like I used the Korg synthesizer before. But then when I became more friends with like the modular people and the Instro people, and like I kind of started building my own setup, I actually found that modular fits much nicer with saxophone because you can actually manipulate the signal and mix it inside your system in the way you want. And like, you know, the preamps you buy, like today I was testing the new preamp by Instro that they just released. And it's like, I used it and it had like an envelope follower that allowed me to record as I was playing and layering my own thing in the Instro R bar, and just create these pads that I then could put through filters and like all these other modules that I have, to create like kind of semi-synthetic, semi-acoustic soundscape. And I'm really, yeah, that's kind of like my setup.
Okay, but how does it work like for beginners? I mean, you play saxophone and you feed the sound signal in your modular, mm-hmm. and you basically process it.
Yes, exactly. So it's like, it works like the one of the modules I have works like a looper. Like if you've heard of a loop pedal, kind of works like that. But instead of looping like one long segment and then looping it again and again, it actually just takes 13 seconds, but splices them into tiny, tiny little granular loops so that you can kind of pick from those 13 seconds and you can decide which part you want to granularly kind of loop and spray. And it has loads of all of these options. So either it picks a millisecond here and then a millisecond there, or you can pitch shift it and it stays in the same bit, or it moves around a lot. And you can, the cool thing about modular is all of those parameters you can kind of change by feeding other things into them, right? So if I have a beat going, you know, the beat could impact where on the loop the grains are spraying or something like that. And it's like, yeah, it's in the name, like it's very modular, right? Like it's very,
yeah, and a very sophisticated approach. Like, yeah. For are you classically trained in saxophone?
I'm a jazz player.
Okay, so did you play in jazz bands before?
Yes. Yeah, so before COVID-19 pandemic hit, I actually played in like jazz bands. I played wedding gigs and stuff like that. That's how I made my money, and most of it was live. And then 2 years I couldn't play live anymore, but I still had to earn some money. So I got into even more into electronic music. And then that's how I kind of like started getting good at electronic music and finding like the niches and how I could play by myself. Like, I've not played with a band actually in so long, because now my setup's just me and my synthesizer, and I'm finding ways of making that work without needing like anyone else, although sometimes feels a bit lonely on stage still, but yeah.
But what's the idea? Are you just processing saxophone sounds, or are you adding other sounds like drums or oscillators or whatever?
Yeah, I have the dual Buchla oscillator as well from Tip Top, which just means there's two sound sources in one module. I use that as like kind of my drones and my melodies. And I really like Suzanne Ciani is like one of my big inspirations. Oh, yes. Yeah, so like nice arpeggios, you know, like sequences, things like this. Like, I'm really into kind of more complex rhythmic sequences. And then on top of that with the sax and, yeah, kind of working like that. But it's more, I don't really do drums and stuff. Like, I, yeah, it's more just synth and sax based, and that's it, like these kind of sounds. Yeah.
Okay, so how would you describe your sound? Is it kind of ambientish or jazzy, or
yeah,
which direction are you hitting?
It's definitely ambient. Like, it's perfect for a Sunday morning or like really late at night at a festival, you know.
Okay.
I do mainly ambient. I sometimes do like club events as well, where I do mix in some beats, but then I use Ableton for that, so I don't use modular. I use my modular as well, but then for the beats I use Ableton because that's easier for me. So,
and how is it going with the gigs? Are you touring, or do you even have a record out, or are these just one-time appearances? How do you prepare for this? Do you have a set, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a couple sets that I wrote that I play again and again. So this one's one that I wrote last year, and it's based on like the signal of bats when they fly above you. Like, I went to a residency and we had a bat detector, and the bat detector gave like really cool little rhythms, like.
Bat sounds are infrasonic.
Yes, but
so basically you can't hear them.
Yes, but the bat detector pitched them down.
Yeah,
and okay. We could hear them. Okay. So that was like, that was kind of cool. And so like that one's kind of based on this kind of idea of the infrasonic rhythm and these like subtle electronic, but still rhythmic beats that kind of come in and out sometimes. And yeah, that was my set this morning, was based on that. residency. And then I've got a couple others where I base stuff off of, like, I went on a residency to the electronic music studios in Stockholm recently, and I recorded a bunch of stems from the Buchla 200 and kind of base a lot of my sounds from that as well. And my record that's going to come out at some point this year is actually based only off of the Buchla 200. So it's got a bit of sax in it and a bit of voice and stuff, but mainly it's got the Buchla at the base of every single track. And then there's a Scottish drummer as well that's kind of playing on top of it, and a pianist from Stockholm as well that I collaborated with. So yeah.
So is it your debut record, or did you release before?
That's my kind of debut, yeah, because I have released before. Like, there's stuff on Bandcamp you can listen to, but it's more been like live sets or improvisations that I've just uploaded because I thought they were good, but nothing so composed, I guess. And this is really like, you know, it's a little bit different from my live stuff just because it's so focused on the synthesizer that I obviously can't take with me. So it's like this kind of its own sound world in itself.
So how long did it take to come up with this release concept? Or is it an album? Or
yeah, it's an album. It's about 35 minutes long. And I went on the residency in 2023, 2024 and 2025. And in 2023, I basically just was figuring out how the synth worked. So I wasn't really recording anything. I thought actually one of the tracks is from 2023. And then in 2024, I kind of started writing it a little bit and like working with tape loops as well, and like putting the Buchla onto tape and then mastering that on tape and putting it back into Ableton to kind of edit. And then I kind of started finalizing the ideas last year and like composing it properly into tracks. And I'm still, you know, I still feel like I could rearrange it all. It's like a collage, you know, like I have all these samples and I could just make like loads of albums out of the same material in different ways.
So would you say when you play live, there's also some extent of improvisation in it?
Yeah, oh. I'm an improviser first and foremost. So like most of my set, like any set you'll see is probably not going to sound the same. I have like a little bit of a structure. Like sometimes I write a little note. I'm like, okay, start with drone, then come in with sax, then fade in this thing, and then turn up the filter and play with that. And that's kind of my quote unquote score. And then I just improvise around that.
And how did you find your label, or which label is it actually?
I'm still looking for one. So,
really?
Yeah. So if you could, I'm just shouting out here, I'm looking for a label to release my Buchla album.
So you're based in Glasgow?
I'm based in Glasgow, yeah.
Maybe you know Rebecca Basmat?
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. I know Rebecca. Well, I don't know if my stuff would be... Rebecca Basmat releases a lot of very, very kind of hip-hop-y jazz stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah. I got 2 or 3 records of her label, but I got so many records.
I
remembered her. She's from Glasgow, and I enjoyed her releases a lot.
Yeah, she's iconic. I love her as well. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, what else is there to tell?
Well, I think I want to shout out Instro a little bit, just because I mean I did a demo for them earlier as well, but they've been very supportive in like. Also, you know, advising me with modules and all this stuff, and they're a very nice community, and you know, they're very helpful for, and like, you know, it doesn't seem to be like that much of a barrier. You know, you can come in with no knowledge and they'll be very generous with talking you through their modules, and it's all like, it's really good for live musicians actually. So yeah, I want to give them a little shout out, the Glasgow community as well. Yeah.
Yeah, true. And there's also another brand from Glasgow, I think, or Scotland. Bella, do you know them?
No, I was thinking of Expert Sleepers because they're also Edinburgh based.
I know them, but I didn't know they were from Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And there's this Bella brand, and they're doing sort of interface for Eurorec. And I think they have a new brand, so it's kind of a touch interface. Mm. So you can process sound by touch, like pitching it up and down, or it's very flexible. It's not really an instrument, it's more like a CV modulation processing live instrument.
Cool.
Because we had them on the show 2 years ago, I think. We did an interview with them. And back then they had this 4HP. Mm-hmm. Like a touch slider.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this year they have a 16 HP, more flexible device.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, pretty sure they're from Scotland. Not sure if Glasgow, probably Glasgow. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, I have to check them out. I haven't heard of them yet.
So, have you been enjoying Berlin so far?
Have
time?
Love it. Yeah. It's I go to Berlin every year, and it's like, I mean, Superbooth is only my second year, but I've been coming here, like, you know, either to play or to see friends or whatever. So, yeah, it's just a really nice city. It's actually, you know, I love it in summer because it's warm, and
yes.
I'm, you know, this is the one thing actually. I'm like, well, it feels like home because it's the same temperature as in Glasgow right now. So,
are you actively looking for collaborations, or are you more like on your own, being happy?
No, I'm definitely looking for collaborations. I think it's like, you know, after the pandemic, you kind of get stuck in this because you've been doing it for so long. But I like, that's why I worked with a pianist and a drummer for my albums, because I wanted to collaborate with other musicians. I wanted to kind of get different kind of artistic feedback. And yeah, I'm looking for collaborators, especially, you know, people who are working with modular. Like, I would love to be playing sax and actually maybe relinquish a bit of the control of the machine a little bit.
Okay. Would have been my next question, like, what kind, like, more like classical instruments or modular guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, either like kind of them taking over the modular, or I've also kind of been dreaming of working with like string players,
mm-hmm.
and like making a modular piece for like an ensemble or something. I wrote a piece for Crash Ensemble recently. We're an Irish based ensemble, and it was an improvised based piece. But the kind of rhythm and drive through everything is my modular, and I was playing with them as we recorded it. And it was really fun. It was really great to kind of respond, you know, when they were getting a bit more rhythmical and atonal, I just turned down all the bits, and like, it was just very, very short sounds so that I could kind of match the aesthetic of the instruments. It was great. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for having you. It was a good interview. It will be put in the Superboost library, and I hope to see you next year again.
Yeah.
At Superboost, maybe with new projects, maybe with a release.
I'm confident I'll find it.
I'm too.
All right.
But I need to check out you. Thank you so much for being here.
Great. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, just my stuff can be found on Bandcamp. So just Sonia Kilman. If you Google Sonia Kilman, you find my website and like my Bandcamp, soniakilman.bandcamp.com. Yeah. Find it there.
Awesome.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Blake.
Was it okay for you?
Yeah, it was super.